Wir holen da Fei Gimel am Abbeis. Die Mishnah. Anshei Chotzer v'yanshem Rafesis. She'shochachu v'lo'irvu. You have people living in the Chotzer, and you have people living in the Rafesis, that's a balcony. They're living like upstairs on the balcony. The balcony is usually like a hallway, that there are a few apartments open up to an attic, to an upstairs. V'lo'irvu. Now these two, the people living downstairs in the Chotzer, and the people living upstairs on the balcony, on the hallway, like, they did not make the Rubei Chatzeres together. So they're not allowed to carry upstairs to downstairs. Now, Kol Shegvoi HaYud Tfochim L'Murafesis. Let's say there's a hill in the Chotzer. There's a tail, something Gvoi HaYud Tfochim Hai, that's in the Chotzer. So, we say, who has a right to use it? Either the people living in the Chotzer, or else the people living upstairs in the balcony. We give it L'Murafesis. We give it to the people living in the balcony better. Because for them, it's easy to use it. Since for the people living on the Chotzer, it's 10 Tfachim high, so it's hard for them to use it. Ma'ashenken and Rafesis, they're only like 10 Tfachim off the ground. So for them, they come out like level with this hill. So we let them use it. For them, it's benachet, it's easy for them to use it. They have the right to use it. Pochos Mikan, let's say this hill is less than 10 Tfachim high, then we say Lechotzer. It belongs to the Chotzer. It's easier for the Chotzer to use it. Like Rashi says, Hochi Gassin Masnissen, Anshei Chotzer V'Yanshem Rafesis, V'loi Irvu, Elu Imelu. They didn't make an Eruv HaTzeres together. Abul Imirvu, but if they would have made an Eruv together, Elu Abul Irvu, Elu Liatzman, V'Elu Liatzman. Each one made their own Eruv HaTzeres. Now, Rafesis is Aruchi, that's like a long hallway. V'harbe Pischei Aliyos Psuchim Lo. There are a lot of attic apartments, upstairs apartments, opening up into this hallway. They all go down through the ladder into the Chotzer. From this Chotzer, they go out to the Rishus Rabbim. Still, they don't answer. What the people walking through the people walking down from the Mrafeses down the ladder into the Chotzer, they don't answer the people in the Chotzer to carry out from their house into the Chotzer. Since there's a Mechitza here, the Mrafeses itself is Yud Tfachim Hai. Shloi Holchu Besulim El Lahokim. Even though there's a ladder that they can climb up and down, a ladder we always go Lakula. The Armenian Teres Mechitza Lof, where it's more Lakula, we say it has a Din Mechitza on it. The Einon Oisrin, and it doesn't answer. Could the Armenian Mechitza Marvin? Sulam Teres Pesach Olof, a Teres Mechitza Lof, Hakul Lahokil. We go Lakula. So therefore, the people living upstairs in the Mrafeses, when they walk downstairs into the Chotzer with the ladder, they don't answer on the people downstairs to say they should not be allowed to carry out from the house into the Chotzer. Aber mikol makom shtei rishuyos hein, v'ein metziyim mizu lizu. There are two different rishuyos here, and with the Rabbanon it's also to carry from one rishus to another rishus. Now, kol she gvoya yud. Im yesh b'chotzer tel oy omed gvoya yud. If in the middle of the Chotzer there's like a little hill, or a little platform, which is 10 tfachim high, somach l'mrafesis, it's right next to the balcony, is reshus mrafesis shaletis boy. We say the people living on the balcony, on the aliyah, the upstairs apartment, they have the right to use the mishtamish to carry from this hill into their apartments. Or mishtam shenhein boy, avoloi b'nei chotzer. We don't give it to the people living in the chotzer, even though this hill is in the chotzer, since for the people living in the hill, it's hard to use it. Because they have to like throw up Yud Tfachim to use it. Mashenk and the people in the Mrafeses are equal level with it, so we give it to them. Now, Mashenk and Pochos Mikan, let's say the tail, this mountain is less than 10 Tfachim off the ground, then it's easier for the Bnei Chotzer to use it. We say it's like their rishus, they have a right to use it, and the Mrafeses are not allowed to use it. So at the Mishnah, B'meh Devorim, Nuzmeh Vaita, Chul Yis Habor, let's say you have a pit, a ditch, you have water, you have a bore. Now usually you dig out the bore and you put the chulius, that's the rim, around the bore, the dirt you take out of the bore, you put around the bore to make a rim, which is also like a mechitza going up. Or else via cellar, or else tam, there's a stone in the chotzer. The same thing. If the stone or else this rim around the bore is 10 tfachim high, then l'mrafesis. We say the people living upstairs in the aliyah, in the balcony, they have a right to use it. Because for them it's easy to use it. Mashenkin, the Bnei Chotzer, have to throw up to use it. pochus mikan, let's say it's less than 10 tefachim high, this stone, or else this mechitza around the bor, then lechotzer. It belongs to the people in the chotzer, they have the right to use it, because it's easier for them to be mishtamish with it. So the Mishnah, b'me devorim amurim, when do we say this chiddush, that if it's 10 tefachim high, we give it to the b'nei b'rafesis, we let the people in the aliyah, the upstairs apartment, use it, and not the people in the chotzer? Bismucha. Only if this hill or this stone or this mechitz around the bor is right next to the merfesis. It's right near the balcony. Avo b'muflegis. But let's say it's already dalet fochem away from the balcony. It's not close to the balcony. It's a little bit away. Is afilu gevoya yud. Even if the balcony, even if this hill is yud fochem high, still we say lechotzer. Still it belongs to the chotzer. So at the Mishnah now, v'yezu hi smucha, what's considered close to the balcony? How far away is it that it's still called close? Kol she'ene rechoika bo tfochim. If it's not away for tfochim, that's still called close. Once it's rochik, it's far away for tfochim, then we do not give it to the merafeses, even if it's higher than yud tfochim, still we only give it to the b'nei chotzer. And the svar is that once it's rochuk, dalet tfochim, it's hard for them to use it. They also have to make zrika. Therefore, we give it to the b'nei chotzer. Or at least that's what poshup shah. We'll see in the Gemara later exactly what it means. I think maskana is that forget. It's also according to both of them. I will see in the Gemara the exact shah in the Mishnah why it's, what the din is. In a case where it's rochuk, dalet amis, that it's also for both of them to use it. Yeah, zot the Gemara. Pshita. Lezeh bePesach or lezeh bePesach, if two different rishuyis, like two different chatzerim, or here moshul the chotzer and the merfesis, if both of them have equal easy use to it, it's called bePesach. That means just goes right through the door and use it. Or lezeh bePesach, and the other rishus has it very easy to use this middle rishus. Is haynu chaloyin shebein shtei chatzerus? That's the halacha that we had before. We have a window in between shtei chatzerus. Then it's also for both of them to use it. Like Rashi says, Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Pesach. Beis Chatzeris, Shaloi Irvu. You have two chotzers, one next to another, and they do not make an Eruv Chatzeris together. Is Yesh Rishus Achas Mucholehem, one Rishus is right next to it. There's a middle Rishus in between these two Chatzerim. V'noicho Lishteyim Lishtamish Bo Ke Pesach Ze. It's easy, it's right next to both of them. They both could use it very easily, like just going through the door. Shul Noyach Likonis. Is what's the halacha in this middle rishus? Which chotzer is allowed to use it? The Teretz says neither of them could use it. Since both chotzerim have equal easy use, it lies like both have a right to use it, and since they did not make an eruv chotzeris, they ask for zeh al zeh. Rashi, ayin chaloyin shebein beis chotzeris, chloyma, chaloyin mi boyelon, my dina. Here it's not a shayla, im osel ishtayim my mutad. Ayin chaloyin shebein beis chotzeris, but none. Ve'rotzu echad marvim, rotzu shnei marvim, v'lo'ir v'b'yachad shnei masurim. The Shtamish Bo, like we had before, they're both also to use this Mokum. Since both have equally easy use, it blibes like both Chotzers are here, and therefore the answer is Zeh al Zeh, since they did not make an Eruv Chotzeres together. They can't use this middle Rishus. Weiter, what about Lezeh Bezrika, Lezeh Bezrika? It's not easy for either one. Like, they both have to use it by throwing on top. Like, let's say there's a wall in between two Chotzerim. Zot Gemara Hainu, this is the same halacha we had before of Kaisel Shebein Beis Chatzeris. We had a halacha before of the wall in between two Chatzerim is Roch of Dalet, so on top of the wall has a Shem Rishus HaYochid, that neither of the Chatzerim are allowed to carry up on top of the wall, or they can't carry down from the wall. Because we say the wall has a Shem Rishus by itself, since both of them have equally use, even though it's both hard, they both have to only have through Zrika, but since they're both the same type of a use, it lies if both Rishuyas are shaylut on this middle Rishus, on this top wall, and neither of them are allowed to carry down into the wall, into their chotzer. That's the din of Hainu Kaisel Shebein Beis Chatzeris. What about Lezeh Bishulshul or Lezeh Bishulshul? Two chatzerim have to lower down. Shulshul means lowering it down. In other words, there's like a ditch in between two chatzerim, a deep charitz, so which also has a shame Rishus HaYochid. Let's say it's wide, Dalet Tfachim is very long. It's its own Rishus HaYochid. So it's dividing up these two Chatzerim in half. Is what's the halacha? Which Chotzer has the right to use this ditch? So the Gemara, Hainu Charitz Shebein Beis Chatzeris. That's the halacha we had before. If you have a Charitz, a ditch, in between two Chatzerim, it's also for both of them to use it. Since they both have equally use by bimishalsho, by lowering something down into it, it's as if both chatserim are shalit there, and since these two chatzers did not make an eruv chatzeres together, neither of them could use this ditch. What about lezeh bepesach or lezeh bezrika? What about for one of them it's very easy to use, but for the other person, bezrika, it's higher, it's 10 tefachim off the ground for them. So to which chatzer do we let them use it? Now a case of this is, again, let's say you have a wall in between two chatzers. Now they're not equal level, these two chatzerim. One chatzer is much higher than the other one. So for the left chatzer, that's lower, this is a 10 tefachim high wall. So for them to use the top of this wall, they have to do it bezrika. They have to throw to get to the top of the wall. Mashenken, on the right side, the chatzer on the right side, the ground is elevated, it's much higher, it's come out equal level with the top of this wall. So they could use it mamash very easily the Pesach. So then the locher is, which chotzer has the right to use the top of this wall? Hainu zot gemara, the Rabba bar Rav Huna. This is Rabba bar Rav Huna's halacha. Yeah. That we had before the what? The pshit we give it to the one that uses the Pesach. Since the right chotzer is kamat equal level with the top of the wall, they could use it very easily. We say this rishos belongs to them. They have the right to use it for Shabbos. And the other one cannot carry out on it. Like Rashi says, the zeb pesach zeb zrika, we're going shechotze zu nemucha. One chotz was much lower, the chotze zu gevoya, and the other chotz was much higher. V'tel b'neim. Let's say there's a mountain in between them. Gevoya mizu yud lozu shavul aretz. For one chotzer, it's like a tail. It's a high thing. That's yud tvachem high. For them, they could only be mishtamish with it by zrika, only by throwing on top of it. But for the other chotzer, it's kamat shavu. It's kamat equal level for them. So to which chotzer do we give it? Zot Rashi. Hainu the Rabba bar Rav Huna, the Perek Haloim, the Yom HaKoysel Shebein Beis Chatzeris, Gvoya Yud, Vitzidu Yechot Shavu Loretz, Noisu Noisu Lezeh Shavu Loretz. Pshiti, give it to the other chotzer, that's equal, that's easy for them to use it. That's kamat level ground with this wall. So for them it's Kepesach, they have an easier Tashmish, they get it. This is all Pshita. So the Gemara, what's going to be the halacha? Omer Rav Nachman, lezeh b'shulshul, or lezeh, no, one more case before. So the Gemara, what about Omer Rav Nachman, lezeh b'pesach, or lezeh b'shulshul? What about for one chotzer, it's equal level. They use it as a pesach just going through the door. Lezeh b'shulshul. For the other chotzer, they're elevated, and there's like a ditch between them. So for them, they have to use this ditch only by lowering it down. So one chotzer is elevated, that there's a ditch there. For the other chotzer, their whole ground is lower. For them, it's mamish b'shovim. So the Mara Haino de Rav Shizbi. This is Rav Shizbi's halacha again, that since for one chotzer, they have easy tashmish as a pesach, just like using it as a doorway, so they get the right to use this mokum and not the other chotzer, that for them it's lower yud for him, it's like a ditch. For them it's harder to use, they have to use it only b'shulshul by lowering it down. The Rashi says, Hainu de Rav Shizbi b'perachaloin. Same type of the case b'perachaloin. That for one chotzer it's like a ditch there, and for the other chotzer it's shove, it's level ground for them, they have the right to use it. Now Zot Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, lezeh b'shulshul or lezeh b'zrika mai. What's going to be if both chotzers have it hard to use it, but a different type of hardness? So far we have two different types. There's a type of a zrika, that means one chotzer is much lower, and here you have a tail, you have a mountain that's 10 tefachim high. So for the bottom chotzer to use it, they have to do a zrika, throw on top of it. What about the other chotzer? The ground is very elevated, it's like 20 tefachim higher than the bottom chotzer, and this tail is an in-between, only 10 tefachim high. So for the bottom chotzer, it's 10 tefachim high. For the left chotzer, it's 10 tefachim lower, because they are 20 tefachim higher. So they use this mountain by shulshul, by lowering it down onto it. So what's called an easier tashmish? Is having to throw up 10 tefachim, or having to lower down 10 tefachim? Which one is called an easier tashmish to say, we'll give it to that one, and the other one doesn't have a right to do it? That was a Nachman Shailam. Has lezeh b'shulshul or lezeh b'zrika mai? So the Mara Omar Rav, so Rav holds shneihem asurim. In such a case, both chotzer are osur. He holds maybe one is a little bit easier, one is a little bit harder, but so what? They're both considered hard, so that's called the both shavah b'shavah of usage of this hill. Therefore, it's also on both of them. It's like both chatzerim have the right to use it. And since they did not make a move of chatzeris, they also zel zel.
He
holds the chotzer that's way elevated, that for them this mountain is 10 tefachim below them. So the way they use this mountain is they have to lower down. So Shmuel holds it's easier to lower something down than rather to have to throw something up. When you throw it up, it's not so sure you'll get it on top. Maybe you'll break, maybe you'll fall over. Mashenkin, lowering something down, it's much easier. Therefore, Shmuel says the klal is for chol dover shetashmit shelezeh benachas ulezeh bekosher. If the two chatzerim, one chatzer has an easier way of using this makom, and the other chatzer has a harder way of using this makom, the locher is nois ben oisah lezeh shetashmit shebenachas. We give this makom to the chatzer that has an easier tashmish lezeh shetashmit shebenachas. That's the chatzer we let them use it. That's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. That Shmuel holds b'shulshul is called easier, and Rav either he holds shulshul is not called easier, or else even if shulshul is a little bit easier, that's not enough to be mechalik. Since the other chotzer also has to make a zrika, and the other chotzer has to make a shulshul, even if it's a drop easier, that's not enough to be mechalik. Still called a more or less shava b'shava, and Rav holds they do asa zelzeh, and Shmuel holds no, the chotzer that has the use of just lowering it down, that's called an easier tashmish. They have a right to use it. Yes, now the Gemara will try and bring rayas back and forth to Rav or to Shmuel. So the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Anshei chotzer v'yanshei mrafeses sheshachu v'loy irvu. If the people living downstairs in the chotzer and the people living upstairs in the ali in the attic, they did not make an eruv chaseres together, so they're called two different rishuyos here. Is, let's say there's a mountain in between, in the chotzer, right next to the rafeses, right next to the Bnei Aliyah, right near the balcony. So what did the Mishnah say? That kol shegvoya sarot tfochim l'mrafeses. Any hill that's 10 tfochim high belongs to the people of rafeses. The upstairs, the attic people, they have the right to use it. Tfochis mikan, let's say it's less than 10 tfochim high, then l'chotzer, it goes to the chotzer. Because that's mamash called kepesach, anything less than 10 tefachim higher than where you are, so that's called easy usage. That's called like a Pesach. So therefore we give it to the Bnei Pesach, the Bnei Chotzer. So the Gemara now, Kosalka Daitach, the Havimina here is, that Maim Rafesis, what do we mean if the mountain is 10 tefachim high, this tail, we give it to the Bnei Rafesis. In the Salka Daitach, the Havimina is, Maim Rafesis, Bnei Aliyah. Mamish, the people living in the attic, the upstairs apartment. Now the Rafesis, that's the balcony. True, you have the ladder going from the chotzer up to the balcony, which is only, let's say, around 10 tefachim high. But then the Bnei Ali, the people living in the attic, they have to climb up yet from the rafeses, from the balcony, until their apartment. So the Havimina is that the Bnei rafeses means the Bnei Aliyah, the people mamish living all the way up. So for them, Zot Gemara, Umay Korolem rafeses, why are they called people in the balcony? The Kosalki Bim rafeses. Because they have to first climb up from the chotzer into the balcony, and from there they first climb up much higher to the Bnei Aliyah. So, Luchur, if we're talking about the Bnei Aliyah, we say once this mountain is 10 tefachim higher, they have the right to use it. So, the Gemara Alma, Kol Lezeh B'Shulshul, or Lezeh B'Zrika, Nois De Noisai, Lezeh She B'Shulshul. Here are these two people, the people in the attic, they're way higher than this hill, which is only 10 tefachim high. They're, let's say, 20 or 30 tefachim high. So how do they use this hill? They have to lower down from their apartment onto the hill. That's called b'shulshul. And the Bnei Chotzer, how do they use this hill? They have to throw things up. That's called b'zrika. So the Churetz Araya to Shmuel, that we say, zeh b'shulshul, zeh b'zrika, we give it to the Bnei Ali, to the people that use the b'shulshul. It's a raya to Shmuel, and the Churetz Araya Mishnah, Zakash and Rav. And for the Gemara, no. And for the Gemara, Kidiyama Rav Huna, Li'oysen Hadorim B'Mrafesis. No, just like Rav Huna answers for another question we'll soon see, that we're not talking about the people living in the attic mamish, that we're talking about people living in the balcony, on just a 10 tefachim high. So for them to use this tail, this mountain, it's mamish b'Pesach, it's mamish equal level. It's Orkinam in the same Teretz Rav, we'll learn Shana Mishnah. Li'oysen Hadorim B'Mrafesis. That our Mishnah says, if there's a tail, a hill, ten tfachim hoy, we let the people in the mafestas use it, it means the people in the balcony itself use it, which they're only ten tfachim off the ground. So for them, it's mamash like a Pesach easy, and for the people on the chotzer with the zrik, it's hard for them to use it. Therefore, according to everybody, the mafestas gets it. Rashi, bin the havamin was bnei aliyah, tlegabe mafestas tuva. By them, they're much taller than the mafestas. They go up this balcony to their aliyah. Then the gate to the people living in the attic, the second story, this tail, this mountain, is 10 tefachim high, is mamash much lower, it's 10 tefachim lower for them. So that's the kasha. It's a riot to Shmuel. And for the Gemara, no, we're talking about the people mamash living on the mrafeses, which is only 10 tefachim high. So mainly this hill is equal level for them. Therefore, pshit, according to everybody, they have the right to use it, and not the Bnei Chotzer. So this will not be a riot to Shmuel, even Rav is made here. So the Gemara Yehochi, if we're talking about only the people living in the balcony itself, Eima Sefer. What does the Sefer al-Mishnah say? Tochus Mikan, let's say it's not 10 tefachim hoy. Let's say this hill is less than 10 tefachim hoy. Tochus Mikan lechotzer. Then we let the people using the living in the chotzer, they could use it. Now, Amai, so the Hagminer is that the Bnei Chotzer, Mamash Mutter to use it, they're allowed to use it, and they're allowed to carry out from the house and put things atop of this tail. They have the right to use it. Is the Kash Amai, Lezebe Pesach, Lezebe Pesachu. If you're talking about the people living in the Mrafesis, in the balcony, now the balcony is only 10 tefachim off the ground. So if you have a hill right next to the balcony that's less than 10 tefachim high, why does the Mishnah say you give it to the Bnei Chotzer? Luchura, the Bnei Chotzer could use it true easily, but the Bnei Mrafesis could also use it very easily. They're less than 10 tefachim or higher than it. So anything less than 10 tefachim away is always called an easy atashmish. So Luchura both have an easy way of using it. So why does the Mishnah say it belongs to the Chotzer? It should be Yosser. It should be both have equal tashmish and it should be Yosser. Zeh zeh. As this shlame, if we're talking about the Bnei Aliyah, the people living in the attic, the upstairs apartment, then it's good. They're more than 10 tefachim above this tail. So for them, it's called Bishosh, it's a harder use. For the Bnei Chotzer, it's an easier use. It's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. That's why it's good when the Bnei Chotzer gets it. But if you're telling me now we're talking about the Bnei Rafeses, the people living just 10 tefachim off the ground, so if this tail is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, why is it to the Bnei Chotzer? The Bnei Rafeses have just as equal usage, easy usage, as the Bnei Chotzer does. And for the Gemara Enoch Nami, Mai Lechotzer, what does the Mishnah mean when it says we give it to the Bnei Chotzer? Af Lechotzer, it means they also have equal usage to this tail, which is less than Yud Tefachim Hai. Anything less than Yud Tefachim Hai is called Benachas, it's called the Pesach. Memelo Shneyam Asurim, Enoch Nami, they're both also now to use this tail, since the Bnei Mrafeses are less than 10 Tefachim away, and the Bnei Chotzer are less than 10 Tefachim away. Therefore, they're both called Kepesach, and they did not make an Ruvich Hatzeres together. Therefore, the Yasser Zeh Alzeh, you cannot carry from your Chotzer or from the Mrafeses onto this tail. So the Gemara Hochinami Mistavra, bringing this as a riot, that's Tranah Mishnah. Midutani Sefer, because the Sefer, the end of the Mishnah says like this. Pamed Devar Mamurim, when do we say that it's Yud Tefachim Hoy? We give it to the Bnei Mrafeses, Tismucha. Only if this mountain, which is 10 Tefachim Hoy, is within Dalat Tefachim away from the Mrafeses, from the balcony. Avo B'Moflegis, but let's say this tail is Dalat Tefachim away from the Mrafeses, is Dalat Tefachim away from the balcony, then we say Afilu Gvoya Yud, even though the tail is 10 tefachim high, still the chotzer. It belongs to the chotzer, they have a right to carry out from the house and put things down on top of this tail. Is the kasha my lechotzer? What does it mean the chotzer has the right to use this tail? Elaine, if you're going to tell me lechotzer v'shori, it means mamish, the people living in the chotzer have a right to use this tail, and the name Rafesis does not ask from them, is the kasha amai? They both lechura have equal hard use to use it. Like, how did the Bnei Chotzer use this tail, use this mountain? The mice sits 10 tefachim off the ground, so they only use it bezrika. Now, how do the Bnei Mrafeses use it? For them, it's equal level. It's their 10 tefachim high, and this tail, this mountain is 10 tefachim high. Really, it's equal usage. Now, what's the chesaron? since it's dalat tfachim away from them, they have to throw to get to it. That's called bishulshul. So churazeh bishulshul, zeh bizriko, is like equal usage. So it should belong to both of them, according to Shmuel. According to Rav, it should belong to both of them. So why do we say it belongs to the Bnei Chatzar? And Rashi speaks out, even according to Shmuel, the kasher is. Even though Shmuel says zeh bishulshul is easier, but here the Bnei Merafesis, if the half a minute is, we're talking about the Bnei Aliyah all the way up. So they mamash have to lower it down, and they have to throw it aside. So the kids, it's equal use for both of them. So why does the Mishnah say it belongs to the Bnei Chotzer? The Chur, it's equal use, it should be us from both of them. Have the Gemara and the Chanami. Elamai lechotzer, af lechotzer shneim asurim. And the Chanami, in the Sefer, when it says, when it's Gevoya Yud, but it's a way dalat fochim, it means it belongs to both of them. And therefore it's also zeal zeh. The mermelo hochinam, the same shanal mishnah, my lechotzer af lechotzer shneim asurim. That the mishnah says it belongs to the chotzer in a case where the tail is less than yutz fochim high, they both have equal usage to it, and it's not kosher for both of them. Shema minim. So melo, the only time the mishnah is saying it's mutter is if the tail is gevoya yud, and it's right next to b'nei merafeses. For them it's for Pesach, and for the Chotzer it's Bezrikam, therefore they have an easier Tashmish. But Kolzman, they're both hard, and Echnami, when it says in the Sefer Afla Chotzer, and when it says Lechotzer, it means Afla Chotzer. They both have equally hard usage to it, and therefore it's also for both of them to use it. So I'll call upon him, there's no Raya to Shmuel or to Rav from our Mishnah. So the Moravite, another Raya is, Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Chul Yis Habor. When you have the rim, the dirt going around the bore that makes the mechitza high around the bore. Where else you have a cellar, you have a stone in the chotzer. Shein gevoye nasoro, that they are 10 tfachim high, is melel limrafesis. We say the people living in the balcony, since for them their shovel, their equal level, they have the right to use it. Pochas mikan, let's say it's not yut tfachim high, then we say the chotzer, belongs to the chotzer. Is again the kasha. Yeah, the kasher is that the Havmin Riz, the name Rafesis here means the Bnei Aliyah, the people living all the way up top in the attic. So how do they use this stone? Or how do they use this Chuyas Abor? Bishulshul. So what's a riot to Shmuel? That if the top ones use the Bishulshul by lowering it down, and the bottom people living in the Chotzer use the Bezrika by throwing up, we give it to the Bnei Rafesis. That's called an easy Tashmish. So the kasher and Rav. So the Gemara no, Omarafuna, Lioisan Hadoran Bermafesis. We're talking about here not the people living in the Aliyah, the attic upstairs, but the people living Mamish on the balcony itself. So Mela, they're equal level Mamish, therefore since it's equal level, this is called Kepesach Domi, that even Rav is Moida, the Bnei Mafesis have the right to use this tail, and not the Bnei, and not the Bnei Chotzer. Because the Chotzer could only use it by his Rika. Mashenka the Mafestas has an equal easy usage as a Pesach. So the Gemara, Tainach Seller, this is very good, the Seller. The Drashi, the Hevel, the Bnei Mafestas, Kepesach, Shagadat Hevi Tashmish today, Gvoye Shovel Emhu. The stone, on top of the stone, which is Yutfachim Hai, that's Namish equal level with the Bnei Mafestas, therefore they have an easy Tashmish. So the Gemara, Abba, Bor, Maik Lameima. The Chur, the Bor, like how do you use the Bor? The Avamina is the bore, true, there's a mechitz around the rim, around the bore that comes up yutfachamai. But you're not using the rim, you want to use the mechitz itself, the bore itself. Now the bore is a hollow pit inside, it goes all the way down. So B'nai Merafesis uses it, it's also called Bishulshul. So here it's a riot to Shmuel Nochamol. Now since the top people use it Bishulshul, and the bottom people could only use it Bezriko, we give it to the top people. So tomorrow, bore, Maik Lameima. And the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak Bered Rabbi Yehuda, Hocha B'bor Malaya Mayim Askinin. We're talking about, no, this bor is mamash filled to the top with water. Since it's filled to the top with the water, the level is mamash equal with the Bnei Mafesis, therefore for them it's considered a Pesach. For the Gemara, Abba Hochosra, has one shushlep a few buckets full of water, the level will go down, and it's not going to be easy for the Bnei Mafesis to use it. It's going to have to come onto a shoshul, again it'll be a riot to Shmuel. And the Gemara Kivon, the Chimal Yashari, Kichos Renami Shari. The Vowel at the beginning, when the level is all the way up to the top of the bore, now it's equal with Mrafesis, it starts off to be Hutter, we let it stay Hutter the whole Shabbos. So the Gemara Adarav, let's suggest the opposite way. Kiva nechichosra asira, once the level of the bor goes down, you use the water. Now it's going to be more than yutzfachim away from the mrafesis. They're going to have to only use the bishulshum. It'll be also then, is kimal yanami asira, even though right now the bor is filled to the top, but since it's oimit for the level to go down on this Shabbos, we should say it's also. So the Gemara Elohim Rabbaya, hocho bebor maleya peres askinin. We're talking about this pit now is full of peres to the top of the rim. So about the top of the rim is Yud Tfachim High, which is equal level with the Bnei Rafesis, therefore they have the right to use it.
Well, we're fretting more, the same kasha. Bo chasrei,